coming your way live from a top secret location in Redondo Beach. You're listening to Aspel on the Esplanade on CHSR, HealthyLife.net Radio.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to HealthyLife.net. This is Steve Aspel, also known as Aspel on the Esplanade. But I'm sitting here in a top secret location with South Bay J. Cruz.
What's happening?
2 weeks in a row.
I know. You're
I can't believe it.
To get you a gold star if you come in next week.
I know. Like a kindergarten class.
Yeah.
You get to wear a gold star on your forehead.
Pin it to your chest and you can wear it on home or wear it to your next meeting.
Or give me a dot. Give me a little dot and I'll open a 7-Eleven. You know. Anyway, how you been?
Good. Yeah. You know, just I'm happy. Major League Baseball season started. Basketball tournament's gone. It's a fun time of year watching some good stuff.
Yeah, I watched a lot of baseball except for yesterday.
Uh-huh.
But I've been watching baseball. My wife insists we watch every game.
Sure.
Or at least it's on.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, Pam will not allow us to DVR it.
You
can't go backwards.
Yeah.
So if she's not totally live, she'll know it, too.
Right.
But I said, can we just DVR it for, give it a half hour?
And skip the commercials and just.
But her watch goes off. She's a Dodgers thing.
Oh, the. Yeah.
Anyway, it's just. We were offered some tickets the other night.
Yeah.
And really great seats.
Uh huh.
And we've been there before. But we couldn't use them.
Okay.
So, well, it was Easter.
Oh, yeah, it's a major holiday.
Well, the kids were gone. I mean, it was Easter evening.
Yeah.
We had our Easter in the morning.
Uh-huh.
Like a brunch, and the both daughters, both son-in-laws, and both granddaughters came over.
Yeah,
and one we have a picture. One ultrasound came over too.
Oh, yeah, so, okay.
Yeah, it's all good. But they were gone at 2:00. We could have gone to the game.
Yeah,
but in my sad state of affairs, we decided we wanted to go to HT and watch Feed the Kitty instead. Which we did.
Yeah,
but I said it might rain. I don't want to sit there. I don't want to go to Dodger game on a Sunday.
The
afternoon.
Wind was pretty howling too. And I know Saturday night's game was delayed at times, and they powered through, but it was rain delayed and stuff. So
yeah, we just I'll take Pam to a few games. If they're free,
yeah,
I'm not paying for tickets for that.
But I will. Parking. That's a
well. The tickets. I'm stuttering here. The tickets I was offered are four great seats.
Yeah,
almost on TV behind home plate.
Nice
with free parking.
That's the ticket right there.
So,
free parking.
Knowing that I couldn't use them, I called John Lusto from Bet Project and Studio 606 and all that stuff.
Who happens to be a pretty big Dodger fan.
A huge. He didn't have to think twice. Easter? F it. Yeah, we'll go. I'm out of here.
Yeah.
And I heard him do his son. You want to go to the Dodger game? Yes!
Anyway. That's awesome.
So it's always good. You can forward tickets on, pay it forward to somebody that really appreciates it.
Of course.
Anyway, but that was our Easter. We were actually watching doing nothing on Easter Eve after Feed the Kitty. Went home, went to bed.
I watched some movies or just whatever.
I watched the new Roadhouse.
Oh yeah,
with Jake Gyllenhaal or
right.
Well, I have notes. I actually made notes today. This has nothing to do with my notes, but anyway, he's not the same guy as Brokeback Mountain.
Right.
He went on some steroid induced. Workout plan.
Right.
I'm making a joke about the steroids.
Probably not. I mean, they're not tested like athletes.
That's true.
He's just trying to look good.
He looks better than good. I mean, I don't know how old this guy is.
Yeah.
But it's amazing. Anyway, the movie Roadhouse is as dumb as dirt.
I don't know why they remade it because of that.
It's so bad.
Yeah.
However, I watched every minute of it. I was glued to the TV because I enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
And then Jake Gyllenhaal, I don't know how to say his name, Jake Gyllenhaal.
Gyllenhaal.
He plays a badass. He's not so campy as
Patrick Swayze.
Yeah, so. But anyway, it was just off, a weird movie. And it's based in Florida.
Okay.
In the Keys instead of wherever the other place was.
Texas, maybe? I don't remember.
I wasn't big on the road.
I think I saw it. I don't recall.
I saw pieces of it
right
before. And I think I only watched it because of Sam Elliott.
Of course, because he's just cool.
He is cool. Patrick Swayze?
Yeah.
Don't want to say disparaging remarks about a dead guy, but I never thought he was that good. So I was just, this movie, you want to kill some time, go watch Roadhouse with Jake Gyllenhaal.
All right.
And I would, it's a cracker. It's so stupid. But the guy's amazing. Anyway, so today we're here. I got to announce to the world. I found out the other day, by the way, again, my daughter is pregnant again.
Congratulations.
Yeah, congratulations, Katie. And I'm hoping, even though I prefer girls because they're easier to me, I'm hoping they have a boy.
Right.
So they can stop this madness, because I know they're going to want to have keep going. They'll have 20.
That's the thing. Most couples want one of each.
I was happy with having two of girls.
Yeah.
And but it's quite expensive to have these kids.
It sure is.
Anyway, so we don't know the sex yet. We'll know in a few days. But she sent out the ultrasound. And I almost put it on Facebook. I mean, it's my national holiday yesterday. I didn't do anything.
Right.
I was going to put it on Facebook that I can't believe it. Pam's pregnant at 70 years old.
Right.
And she thought that might be a bad thing to do. So I didn't do that. But it's she's pregnant, and I find out again, it's not cool to say, especially when it's your daughter,
right,
that she's knocked up.
Yeah.
When they're pregnant and married, it's not knocked up. I guess. So I don't know. It's just kind of, they're making fun of me. Dad, you can't say knocked up on Facebook. But I did. But I was severely reprimanded. But, I don't even know what the sex is yet. They don't know. But, nowadays, you have to have a gender reveal party.
Anyway. You don't have to, but it's...
She's not. She won't. But the other kids are...
The trendy thing.
Yeah, because my other daughter's reveal party was at my house.
Uh-huh.
You know, let's have it at Dad's house. Mom and Dad's. That's
sure.
So, anyway, let's see. Last week, we had a Rotary party.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Rotary. I haven't talked to you since then. I saw you since then, but we had the Rotary. I was a bad guy. I was the murderer in the murder mystery. And we had a couple guys from the Feed the Kitty Pet Project play.
That's
it was fun. So I went by HT, not to party, but to meet somebody for a business thing the other day. And somebody goes, some guy walks up. He goes, how come? I don't know why they're asking me. How come Feed the Kitty wasn't here on Sunday?
Uh-huh.
I go, well, we hired him for a private party.
Yeah.
He goes, well, why didn't anybody tell us? I said, well, you need to go online.
Follow them. Yeah, I saw that they weren't playing. Yeah,
you got to go at the website and stuff like that. So,
but I figured, someone's sick or they got a private gig. One of the two.
Private gig.
You know.
And my Redondo Beach Rotary Club paid him a lot more money than.
Then you got to go
certain
there.
Other, yeah.
Sure.
Certain other venues. But it was a nice weekend. But we have, what else? Oh, yesterday, women's basketball.
April
Fool's. Let's go back to that first.
Okay, yeah. Now I remember you had me, we called a friend of yours who was at a restaurant one year.
In Madera.
In Madera.
Yeah.
And you had posted about being selling everything and moving and being an almond farmer or something.
I did. That was 5 years ago.
That went over really well.
That's my national holiday. I fooled a lot of people.
Yeah.
And I've done it, but the only thing I did about April Fool's yesterday was text like three people, told them they were safe.
Uh-huh.
Because I have a whole herd of people that will not answer my phones.
Right.
Will not look at the email. Will not. They disowned me for like 3 days, front and back.
Yeah.
My buddy in Madera, I was going to move up to be an almond farmer with.
Mm-hmm.
It was 40 years ago.
No.
Yep. Almost 40 years ago, I called him, and we were both involved in this club called the 2030 Club, Active 2030 Club. It's like a rotary club for young people. That's how long it is, long ago it was. And they throw you out when you're 40, which would be 31 years ago. Mm-hmm. I'd known this guy. So we had both traveled a lot with this club. And I called him on April 1st and I said, Don, there's a friend of ours. You met him for a minute, but he's from France, and he's in downtown Fresno at the Hilton Hotel right now.
Uh-huh.
And he's just looking for some guidance and somebody to buy him a beer, and whatever. And I said France because I knew that Don wasn't a big fan of frogs.
Uh-huh.
So anyway, we and I forgot about it. I gave him the name. I made up a name.
Yeah.
Jean-Paul, whatever. And one thing led to another, and I forgot about it. And about 8 o'clock that night, his wife's calling me. Steve, Don's still in Fresno looking for your friend from France, and he can't find him. He's been there for like 5 hours.
Oh,
went
wow.
to two Hiltons, a Garden Inn. I went, oh, my God. It took him a few months to get over that one. I killed his whole day.
Oh, wow.
Especially because he's looking for a Frenchman.
Mm-hmm.
So,
in Fresno.
In Fresno.
Of all places. Yeah, well, they got a lot of people speaking Spanish here, but not French.
Yeah, I'm going, well, he just didn't think about my wicked sense of humor. Why would a Frenchman on a tour of California want to hang out in Fresno?
Of all places.
Yeah, well, when I used to do those tours of California with that club.
Right.
We start in L.A. or Manhattan Beach, go up the coast all the way on Highway 1,
mm-hmm.
and have layover in San Luis Obispo, and then go to Santa Rosa, San Francisco, and then blah, blah, all these places, Tahoe, back down the middle.
Yeah.
And we'd go to Twain Heart, which is up in the Sierras in the gold country. And their favorite places were, we had 20 couples from 20 different countries. Mm-hmm. At the end of the tour, I asked them, what are your favorite places? And they all went Madeira,
uh-huh.
Turlock, Madeira, and Bakersfield.
Bakersfield?
They loved the people. They weren't here to see,
the Trans-America building.
Yeah, they didn't give
a shit.
They didn't care about
Dodger Stadium.
They didn't want to go to Dodger Stadium.
Yeah.
They wanted to go see people and have a barbecue.
Yeah.
And anyway, that's why I traveled so much when mm-hmm. I was younger, because I got to meet all these people.
Well, Bakersfield's kind of the home of country western music. I mean, there's a different western flavor to the music from there, and like Merle Haggard came from there. The guy that hung out with Keith Richards,
Graham Parsons, Flying Burrito Brothers.
Yeah, Graham Parsons was from Bakersfield.
And they stole his body.
That's another weird story.
Back in my day when I was
young.
Yeah, the Flying Burrito Brothers,
mm-hmm.
Graham Parsons.
Yeah,
he stole the song from. There's a story about that. He asked the Rolling Stones. He said Keith Richards if he can sing their song, Wild Horses.
Yeah,
and actually, even when when the Rolling Stones does sing that song, it's a whiny little song. I hate it.
Right.
But when Graham Parsons sings, it's even worse.
He's
a big cult figure, but I guess, but he wasn't that good. Anyway.
Well, it's just funny. Anyone who hangs out we're around Keith Richards, number one, usually their life expectancy is short. You know, Keith will outparty and outlive them all.
He will live. Amazing.
You know.
Back to Bakersfield, everybody loved it.
Yeah.
And they don't care about L.A. They don't care about Hollywood Boulevard or downtown San Francisco.
Yeah.
They'd really hate it now.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
Anyway, but April Fools, I always did something, pissed off too many people.
Yeah.
Like yesterday, my buddy Don texted me, he goes, who are you going to piss off today? So I just kind of let it go. I was going to, make a joke about my wife being pregnant, and she didn't want that. But then last night I was going to post something that I spent all day watching women's basketball and not the Dodgers.
Right.
And this is not an April Fool's joke.
Yeah.
I said, nah, I'll just let it go. But it was, it came and went the day over.
Mm-hmm.
Today's April 2nd. So I missed, I don't have that many April Fools left in me. I better figure it out.
Yeah, you got to plan ahead.
Especially at my age. Anyway.
I remember back in high school, second semester of high school, I could have graduated early.
Yeah.
But I'm like, why? I'd start working and going to college already. And I was like, I want to hang out and have a nice, easygoing semester with not a lot of pressure. And one of the classes I took was journalism because, you write an article every 6 weeks for the paper or whatever.
Right.
It wasn't, too tough. But we had a paper coming up, and it was going to be, the April 1st edition. And I asked the faculty advisor, hey, do you mind if I throw in a couple April Fool's stories? And he goes, no, go ahead, be creative. So anyway, I made up, two or three stories, and they all got printed in the paper, the school paper. And the entire day, people are going, really? Van Halen's going to play the senior prom? And I'm like, well, this is a rumor, but double check the date that the paper came out.
Exactly.
And then another one I had, John Madden had just retired and hadn't got into broadcasting or had just started broadcasting. And I'm like, Yeah, John Madden's missing coaching, and he's considering Milpitas High School as his next job. Nice. People are like, he's going to coach? Even the coach is like, where are you hearing this? I go, Coach, it's April Fool's.
Just think about
You're okay. I'm just, you know, but like it was so just so convincing where people just didn't expect that.
And that was before Facebook.
Oh, yeah. This was back in the 80s, early 80s.
Not just with social media now. Man, that just travels around the globe fast. People believe anything.
And now there's so much BS and disinformation that happens every day. The April Fool's Day is like almost amateur day when it comes to disinformation anymore.
You just nailed it. You're right. The last one I did good was a guy. I was moving to Madera, the almond farm.
Right.
Even had a realtor, Alex Smith, put a sign in front of my house.
And he did a video, didn't he?
Did a video.
Yeah.
The neighbors are shitting themselves, going, "You're not moving, are you?"
Right.
That wasn't for me. It's because of Pam. But it was funny. He said that he was selling the house for $2.5 million.
Yeah.
And people are making, oh, now we know it's a joke.
Uh-huh.
Well, that was 6 years ago, whatever it was.
Yeah.
That's $2.5 million. It finally caught up to his joke.
Yeah, really.
But you're right. It's such a, there's no more jokes anymore because everybody's got the internet.
Yeah. Everyone's trying to prank everybody every day.
And you watch these things on, I don't get TikTok, but those things called reels show up.
Yeah.
You see little jokes, whatever. I think it's kind of fun. But my wife makes fun of me. I look at these reels mostly for the jokes and for the recipes.
There's some great cooking recipes on there.
That,
I've been checking out a lot and going, I got to get more into cooking. There's some good ideas out here.
Yeah. We bought an air fryer. I got one for my birthday.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't want it. It actually works pretty good.
Nice.
It really works good. Yeah. So we do more cooking. Yeah, anyway, yesterday was a big day for women's basketball.
Oh, yeah.
It was amazing. Did you watch any of that stuff?
I did see part of the Iowa game with Caitlin Clark.
Mm-hmm. It was amazing.
You know, I've even wondered, I mean, if I was an NBA team, I'd put a second-round draft pick on her just to have the rights. I mean...
No kidding. That's brilliant.
Because she can go out and shoot three-pointers as good as anybody. You know, like Steph Curry, she's almost that good or as good.
Those guys aren't going to touch her.
Right. Yeah. And, you know, if she gets a foul, she goes to the line. She's a great shooter. You know, she can dribble, make a pass, and just put her in for a couple minutes a game, hit a couple three-pointers, quick 6, 9, 12
points. Imagine the draw.
That, too.
Imagine the draw.
Certainly would bring more people to whatever NBA team than whatever WNBA team she's probably going to play for.
Exactly.
Or maybe it'll bring some more fans to that league. Because I know they've been crying poor. You know, they're subsidized by the NBA.
Yeah.
And, you know, they want equal pay and stuff.
I've never paid attention.
I haven't either.
And it wasn't because of Caitlin Clark so much. It's been the news. But in the LSU, and that girl, Angel?
Yeah.
She showed her ring finger, and she shoved it at Caitlin Clark. You have to look at the video.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of a sarcastic little thing she did.
Yeah.
And they've been promoting all these people. Paige, somebody... Buckler, UConn,
mm-hmm.
And I was so I said I'm going to watch this.
Yeah,
and Juju from USC,
uh-huh.
is a freshman.
Yeah,
who's already made millions of dollars on endorsements.
That's crazy
because they can now,
which is above board. Finally,
it's fine. You know? Yeah, it's all good. But I watched it. I said, well, I'm going to watch it. I DVR'd it, and I watched it. I watched a little bit last week, and I was fascinated because they're more graceful than the men.
Yeah.
They're more fun.
Mm-hmm.
There's more smiling and laughing going on.
Yeah.
And they actually like shake hands afterwards.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I found it extremely interesting.
Very interesting.
And it wasn't like it was like normal human beings out there playing basketball. They just have to be females. They weren't a bunch of dudes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, after Draymond, what's his name, and
kicking people in the nuts.
Yeah, kicking people in nuts. And the good part about the women's part, there's no nuts to kick.
Yeah,
you don't have to worry about that.
So that's not a
big deal. Yeah, that's a plus.
Yeah.
So.
And, you know, there's not a lot of dunking. You know, maybe only one or two.
They layups.
Yeah, that's fine. I don't need to see dunks every play.
If I was 7'1", I could dunk.
Sure.
And who gives a damn? He's just a big, tall guy, can dunk.
Well, in the men's game, I watched the games over the weekend. Two teams, Purdue and UConn, both have these seven-footers.
Right.
I don't know if they're going to make it in the NBA. I mean, they're seven-foot. Defensively, they're blocking shots all day long, but offensively, they just looked awkward. And like the other night, I'm watching the Celtics game, and there's that guy, one of the European guys, Porzingis, who plays for Boston. He's 7 foot three, and he's bombing three-pointers and dribbling. It's like he's not playing low post like, you know, Kareem. You're 7 foot. This is just go down low. We're throwing it to Kareem.
Yeah, those days are done.
Yeah.
The interesting thing in my mind about these guys in the men's NCAA Sweet 16, whatever you call it. I never pay attention. Basketball is like one of my least favorite sports.
And college is even less than the NBA.
If you're a senior in college, you're never going to play in the NBA.
No, you're probably going to try to transfer and get in the milk another year or two.
Yeah, you're going to be a 27-year-old senior. They are going to Europe. Mm-hmm. The Europeans are better than Americans now half the time. So
yeah, five of the top 10 draft picks were European.
Yeah, they'll come over here.
Five or 6 years running.
And the men's tournament is all a bunch of old guys. Mm-hmm. I wish it was that old, like 23 or 24.
Yeah.
But if you're 24 years old, you're still in college playing basketball.
Right.
I mean, you're still great, but you're not that great to be
getting that engineering degree.
Don't flunk a class. Better get your degree.
Going to be an accountant.
So they have those big Edie guy. What's the name of 7 foot?
Yeah,
Purdue.
Purdue, yeah.
But see, I can tell you, women's. This is so. My wife's freaking out. She said, why do you watch it? Why are you watching? Because I wouldn't watch a Dodger game last night.
Uh-huh.
I DVR'd the women, so I'm watching this because they were way more fun than watching the Dodgers.
Yeah, you know. Plus, it's an elimination game. Someone advances. Yeah. Someone's season's over. It's it's a little more dramatic.
But your thought, you should be a general manager. There's a Caitlin Clark, and then the late Angel.
Yeah, from LSU.
They would both be draws in the NBA.
And they could easily fill up a roster spot, you know, on the end of the bench and bring them in as a specialist. I mean, that's what NBA teams do. After your first nine guys, everyone else is like either a big rebounder, a good defender, or someone who can hit a three-point shot.
They're practice squatters.
Someone to keep the starters honest and in line, you know.
It would take some real... No pun intended. Real balls to draft one of these ladies.
Yeah.
But every team, at least in these playoffs, has at least one exceptional player.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I just found it interesting to watch the women. You know, they wear their hearts hearts on their chest.
Hearts on the sleeve.
Hearts on the sleeve more. Yeah. So, but it's a I thoroughly enjoyed it, and they're incredibly talented.
Mm-hmm.
And they're getting there's an uproar now. I guess because of social media, the people Angel.
Mm-hmm.
They drove her crazy all last year because she was kind of a smart ass.
Yeah.
When they won, and then I was thinking if she was a 6'5" white girl, they wouldn't mess with her at all.
Right.
But they said they're all LSU ditched the national anthem.
Oh, they didn't stand, or they...
No, they were in the locker.
Okay.
The coach, who seems like a regular old redneck LSU coach.
Mulkey?
Whatever her name is, she dresses pretty funky, I'll tell you that.
Uh-huh.
But she goes, there wasn't some organized plot. We just effed up. She didn't say that, but we were in the locker room doing our pregame thing. It wasn't like we were trying to be political.
Yeah.
But people on social media and the news are just tearing them new ones.
I know.
And not to be missed, it's just weird.
They're
18, 19-year-old people or 20, and give them a break.
They're college-age people. I mean,
you're going to mess up now and again.
Yeah.
I'm 71. I mess up 5-6 times an hour.
Right.
But just for anybody listening that wants to watch this Final Four or whatever it's called.
Yeah.
I don't know the lingo. I don't bet on basketball.
Final Four. And there are point spreads on it. I don't bet on it.
Yeah, I don't dare touch it. But I found it fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
And, when you watch Maybe I'll start watching women's golf. I don't know. It's more graceful. They're more pleasant.
I enjoy women's soccer, for instance, and, you know, that got taken over politically by one person and her opinions. But the women's soccer team, I mean.
What person was that?
Megan Rapinoe, she was just super woke about a lot of stuff.
She's
and,
a psycho. Yeah.
You know, good player, but just really made it all about her and actually really upset a lot of the members of the team. The last World Cup, it's hard to win one, in, period. If you win two, you're an amazing team.
Right.
Not a lot of teams win three in a row, and the U.S. women were kind of close to three in a row, mm-hmm. but after the World Cup, a few of the other veteran players that have been on like three teams, so they're like in their early 30s now. That's a lot of growing from 20 to 32.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, some of them are just like, you know, we support Megan, but this is not the time to, you know, go on this platform. We're trying to win, trying to make history here and win three in a row, and she made it all about her.
She was trying to make money.
Yeah, you know.
It's woke shit. She was all about her making money.
Yeah.
Because she's spokesperson for a few places I've seen.
Yeah.
But it's just, they always complain that, and this isn't kind of political, but they don't get the same money as the men do.
Yeah.
Well, the people don't watch it.
They don't generate the same income.
We don't watch women's tennis or women's golf or women's basketball until yesterday. And I watched. It was fun.
Yeah, but, and occasionally, you know, but it's the World Cup when I watch women's soccer.
Yeah.
I know there's a female league. But I don't know where to watch it.
No.
I just don't.
My daughters play soccer. They did.
Uh-huh.
I reffed soccer for 10 years.
Yeah.
And I reffed soccer after my daughters got out of AYSO and club. And I can't keep up anymore, that's all. But the too many surgeries on those knees.
Yeah.
However, if my daughters aren't playing in the game, I ain't watching it.
Right.
Soccer is... And I reffed it. I loved it.
Yeah.
If my friend's kids were playing, I'd watch it. We traveled. Pam and I traveled a lot. Spent a lot of money in traveling to go see our daughters play soccer in other states. Frankly, I don't miss it.
Right.
I told my wife with our two granddaughters, they're going to get older, and maybe in about 4 years you might be coaching them. She goes, no, our daughters can coach them.
Uh-huh.
I go, they'll be working. So. Pam, you are going to be the 75-year-old soccer coach or softball coach, either way. But yeah, it's
women's volleyball is actually pretty exciting because volleyball is just a fast action sport. You know, it just moves. You serve. There's like 1, 2, 3 hits. That's about it. Someone slams it.
I just
serve
forgot,
again.
I just forgot her name. Come on, help me.
The LSU Angel?
No. A women's volleyball Olympic. Kerry Walsh.
Yeah, Kerry Walsh and Misty...
May Joyner.
Yeah.
Kerry Walsh's dad is a good friend of mine.
Okay.
Or uncle, sorry. And I met her parents. They're all farmers insurance people.
Okay.
And in management, what I was doing.
Nice.
And when the Manhattan Beach Open was once, like 10 years ago, was called the Farmers Open.
All right.
And I got to go hand those two ladies the trophy.
Oh,
in
right
center
on.
Court. I was the mayor.
Uh-huh.
I was a farmer's insurance employee.
Yeah.
And I got to do that. It was kind of cool.
Yeah.
They're
both taller than you.
Oh, God. No, Misty May wasn't.
Okay, I know Kerry Walsh is over 6 foot.
She's really tall.
Yeah.
And, again, back to the women's sports. They were so nice and kind and signing autographs. Some of the guys were walking around.
Yeah.
Give me a beer. Get out of here. But they...
Right.
Yeah, they're great. I'm being 71 years old and transforming into a female athlete watcher, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, it's, you know, you figured time would come up where the competitiveness and the quality of the talent would eventually, you know, just say, this is fun to watch. They're good athletes, and this is a competitive sport, you know?
Well, you know, there's no way to say this gracefully. The ladies are the number one players in their teams.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to look at them.
Yeah.
They're nice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they seem like everybody, that's good for the business. They're going to, if people want to watch them.
Yeah.
And they're not crazy and horrible and whatever. Like there's a dude on, a guy playing on South Carolina or North Carolina.
Right. North Carolina State.
He looks like he's a left tackle for the Cowboys.
They were talking about would some football, like kind of like would some NBA team take Caitlin Clark in the draft? Would some NFL team maybe draft this guy and utilize him somewhere?
Well, I'd take him on an NBA team because he's always smiling.
Yeah.
He's bigger than a house, mm-hmm. and he's not svelte.
No.
And his dad's in the audience, you know, laughing and cheering and stuff like that.
I won some good money on North Carolina State this weekend against Duke. That was a very profitable day for me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They played. They won, didn't they?
Yeah, they beat Duke 76-64, I think. But they were 7-point underdog, and I'm like, well, they've been playing good. They just beat Duke in the ACC tournament. And the money line was great odds, and I'm like, you know, when you get to tournaments, it's knockout stage, so the money line is less than during the regular season. You're like, these guys are playing to win.
Aren't you being like Shohei?
A little bit.
You can't be
Although
careful.
Although I wasn't out there playing.
That's fun. Because I have a guy that, one of those off-site things, but
yeah.
I'm only football.
Right.
Everything else I don't gamble on. But I'm going after this that Shohei thing. You know, it's not technically, it's illegal in California.
Yeah.
So I've always wondered if you hit the big money, are they going to really pay you?
Right.
You can't go after them. The Shohei Ohtani thing is cracking me up because you see all these pictures coming up. There's always somebody in the audience sitting with a Shohei shirt and a Bet shirt.
Uh-huh.
Just Shohei Bets.
Shohei Bets. Yeah.
I don't know if he did or not. I don't really care.
I
see Pete Rose was an asshole, I thought. So
hell
with him.
Yeah.
But Shohei's he's like the best thing that ever happened to Major League Baseball.
In a long time, yeah.
Yeah, and they're not going to say you can't play.
No,
but
not at this point.
It was amazing, though, because $4.5 million to him is like $4.50
right.
to me.
Yeah, that's a service charge at an ATM.
Yes.
You know?
They're going, how would he let his interpreter get in on his bank account? He doesn't know.
Yeah.
I mean, no, he does know, but he's smart. He makes more money than anybody in the world right now, I think.
He's doing well. I mean, yeah, Dodgers are paying him money. He's got endorsements. And even, like, if worst-case scenario, Major League Baseball did drop the hammer just to say, well, we did it to Pete Rose, we got to do it to you, he'd fly right back to Japan and walk right in any team he wants.
To make more money than he's making here.
Because he's a god over there.
He's amazing.
He left. He ruled Japan. Then he came over here, and he's conquered the U.S. As far as you know, he's top player.
They're gonna have. They'll come down a day with, not too distant future, where there won't be one American on a team.
Right.
Think about it. They'll be from the Caribbean,
uh-huh.
or Mexico, and Japan, Korea, and then they're probably lucky that. The American baseball players, by lucky, Europe doesn't really enjoy baseball that much.
Right.
They're basketball.
Because they came in on basketball pretty good.
They got kicked ass. So. But it's kind of funny. I'm going, well, there's some teams are overloaded with one race or another.
Yeah.
And the Dodgers were always kind of conspicuously white.
Yeah.
They really, and that just didn't bother me. Just notice it.
But just some teams.
Other teams just, you know, they're Hispanic or they're black or whatever. Can you imagine have Dodgers could have like three or four guys from Japan?
Oh yeah, they've got
the team. And then Koreans.
Uh huh.
They'd make more money than God because of that. But
yeah, I mean, and it's also a marketing thing. There's all the Japanese local Japanese Americans. I mean,
marketing.
The Angels made money. They just didn't win a lot of games.
Oh, they suck.
That's the thing. It's like
when Fernando came out. As a rookie back in 80 or something?
80, 81? 80, I think.
My office partner and I, Mike Ball, we would make a point of going to a bar in Manhattan Beach every time he pitched.
Mm-hmm.
And it turned into this thing. The bars were packed.
I remember.
And here's this goofy little chubby fat guy from Mexico, couldn't speak a word of English, and he looked up to the stars when he pitched.
He had a funky little wind-up motion.
He was like they retired his number finally.
Yeah.
I saw that. And anyway, I saw Pam and I were with our friends Kevin and Stacy Thompson for his last no hitter.
Oh, how cool.
Now, the seats I was talking about where I gave to John Lesto.
Yeah.
There's Kevin Thompson's seats. And we saw the no hitter. We were out by the right field foul pole, just right past it.
Okay.
And then over, that was, 30-some years ago.
I remember that game because it was Dave Stewart of the Oakland A's, I believe, also threw a no-hitter that game, and both happened to be on ESPN. And
oh, really?
I was watching the games because I had an overnight radio shift. So I'm like, I'm just going to hang out on the couch, watch these baseball games, doze off, get my nap. And the games are so exciting because of the no-hitter, which, you know, is a boring game, but you're like, I want to see the history in the no-hitter.
Yeah.
And then I can't remember which game was first. I want to say Oakland first, and then...
Who were they playing? Where were they playing?
I don't quite remember.
This is a 7:30 or 7 o'clock game here in California.
And then the next game was the Dodgers, and Fernando, you know, this was like, this was like 1990, 91 maybe.
It was 90 or 91. Yeah, I was there. Amazing.
You know, two no-hitters back-to-back, you know, so I'm trying to go to sleep, but I'm like, this is too exciting to sleep through, you know.
They're both Dodgers. Well, Dave Stewart used to be.
Yeah, he came from that organization. And,
but it's just a trip. But
and then there was a no-hitter the other night in Major League, the guy for the Astros.
Yeah, he only pitched 8 games in his life.
And something like that, and he gets a no-no.
No, they had to cheat. I don't give a damn what you say, the Astros. I want to lose every game. They're never going to come clear in my mind.
No, no.
Until Altuve breaks a leg.
Retires.
No, I don't want to. I want him to break something where he has to be in a... No. Not a wheelchair.
Now's when you need Pete Rose diving into second base, right? You know.
What's that?
Now's when you need Pete Rose to come out of retirement and knock Altuve over.
No, who was the other guy that did it in New York? L.A. Dodgers. Chase Utley took out the guy, broke his leg.
That's right.
They changed the rules after that. So, yeah. But it's a... How do I remember that stuff? I don't know.
I know these weird little trivial things. Like Fernando on the no-hitter. There was two no-hitters.
I was at the last one. He has glasses on. He's really getting old. Yeah. In fact, it's so funny. You should do a commercial. This is totally bad. You see all these commercials on TV about you got bad teeth, you can get your implants, and all of a sudden you got these... Look like a walrus. You got these big
red
white teeth.
Shiny.
It's all shiny white. And Fernando up there on the stage the other day, and at least it might have been it was a rerun on Spot Fox Sports Net or whatever.
Uh-huh.
His teeth, I mean, he could bite a hole through, he could chop a rope off right now. They're all this big block of white teeth. You know, especially where he grew up, he didn't have any dentistry.
He didn't, yeah.
So it's kind of funny, because he might have overdone it. And I went, you remember when I knocked my front teeth out when I fell over?
Oh, yeah.
And I had to put these my two front teeth are... They're fake.
Yeah.
So the dentist goes, well, we're going to make... I said, no, you're not making them white. I go, my teeth are yellow. I smoked for 30 years or something, or longer than that. I said, I want smoke-looking teeth because I don't look like an idiot with big old white teeth.
You look like Bugs Bunny or something.
But anyway, back to baseball. Fernando. He brought in all the Hispanic crowd, and it's really grown.
Yes.
And now Shohei, you look at the stadium. I mean, he's got in all the Japanese people. Now the Koreans even love him. And Koreans historically don't like, you know, they don't get along too much.
Yeah.
But it's amazing. I'm happy to watch it. It's just kind of fun. I hope his arm comes back.
Yeah.
And he's a once in a lifetime freak.
On that too, if I could put on my sports general manager hat, if I was involved with the Dodgers, I would consider having him come out of the bullpen as a relief pitcher, maybe not a starter. I mean, there's advantages to both. I think as a closer, he can come in, just pitch one inning a game.
He could. Well, maybe. That's what they'll figure that out. As soon as he's healed up, it's just amazing because you don't have, other than Babe Ruth, as I said, no one else can do that, what he does.
Yeah.
But yeah, he could be a closer, but maybe some guys are closers, some guys aren't. But no one's as cool as Joe Kelly.
Joe Kelly is pretty cool.
He actually did. My wife said he did good last night.
Uh huh.
But I didn't watch the game. But Joe Kelly, we tore up the Houston Astros a couple of years ago.
And then he walked off with a sour lip, you know.
People that read lips or whatever, the ball, you piece of shit. So
that's why they went, because they let him go in free agency and then they traded for him last year, and like Dodger fans were so happy. Because he's just a guy that Dodgers love to have on the team because he seems like just a true Dodger. I mean,
he seems a great guy, nice guy, makes a lot of money. Hell, he wouldn't even know me.
Right.
We're going to have to take a break in a second here.
All right.
It's about time for some advertising, isn't it?
Yeah, let's go ahead and do that, and then we'll return with more.
Yeah.
But in the end, there's just no place like home. Redondo Beach.
Woo!
One hell of a city. And we like to thank the folks who feed the kitty.
The 1,200,000 women and men of Rotary have accomplished extraordinary things. They've taught millions of people to read, worked toward world peace, and have nearly eradicated a crippling childhood disease from the face of the planet. But each of those 1,200,000 women and men know they could accomplish so much more if only they were 1,200,000 and one. Find out what an impact one person can make. Learn about Rotary at Rotary.org.
Got a minute? Get your daily news with a lighthearted twist. NewsWatchTV.com is your place to discover the latest trends, see the latest tech gadgets, and watch interviews from entertainment to technology and everything in between. Find them on the Discovery Channel, Ion Network, the Internet, but better yet, so you won't miss a trendy minute, subscribe to their YouTube.com NewsWatchTV channel. It's free, so do it now. YouTube.com/NewsWatchTV. The latest and greatest in trending news. Short and sweet, NewsWatchTV.com.
Shh! Over here. Here's a secret for a virus-free computer. ESET. They've been a pioneer in the antivirus industry for over 25 years. 25 years of innovative, top-rated antivirus protection. ESET's award-winning security solutions provide a safe online experience for over 100 million home and business computer owners. They are so affordable, fast, and simple to use. So be gone, you blue screen of death! ESET's on my computer. If it's not on yours, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ESET now.
If you're in Southern California, you might want to consider HealthyLife.net radio for advertising. We have 18 hosts that have shows with loyal listeners just in Southern California. That means you get local advertising and the world for the same affordable price. With packages for every budget, you can't afford not to let that economic sun shine in for your business. Call now, 1-800-555-5453. That's 1-800-555-5453.
You're listening to CHSR Real Radio on the web.
But in the end, there's
just no place like home here in Redondo Beach, California. The weather's perfect today.
It is.
You're stuck in the dungeon.
I need to
here.
Get outside and enjoy some.
I'm surprised you don't look like some albino guy with, you know, you're always stuck in this dungeon.
I get out the end of the day. I beeline out of here at about 4 o'clock every day spend the rest of the day roaming the South Bay.
Yeah, I see you put little selfies on Facebook now and again. Yeah.
So yeah.
It's a speaking of the South Bay, I got invited to go to the third day. Of Beach Life.
Oh, is ZZ Top playing that day?
Yeah,
nice. That's the day to go.
Well, it's Z.
Red Dusty Hills, no longer.
They don't like my jokes. Z Top.
Yeah, he's no
it's
longer.
It's okay. It's fine. I'm sure the other guy looks like him, sounds like him, the other, whatever.
He had been his technician for a long time, so he's kind of part of the family, if you will. And when Dusty Hill knew he was sick and his days were numbered, he said, hey, number one, you guys better not quit, so I'm going to haunt you from the grave.
Okay, good.
Number two, the guy's name is, I want to say Elwood, literally. Like Elwood.
No way,
so,
really?
So it's like, Elwood's going to take my place.
That's
so it
funny.
Was like, I mean, they maybe took a couple days off, and then or a week or so, and Elwood
came in,
filled in and was playing. You know?
We haven't given him the affirmative yet,
uh-huh.
Just because I don't know, I want to spend all day in Beach Life.
Yeah,
because I've looked through the list of players.
It could be a one-day concert with three bands, in my opinion. That would be perfect.
Yeah.
One show with ZZ Top,
I've seen
Chevy Metal opening, and someone in between.
That's Chevy Metal done, though. Kind of.
More or less, yeah.
I've seen Sting in concert.
Yeah.
3 days in a row, and I sat with him on an airplane.
That's right.
Yeah, I did, in Vegas. And he was great. Of course, this was also 30 years ago.
Uh-huh.
But he was opening act for the Grateful Dead at Sam Boyd Silver Bowl in Las Vegas, Nevada.
That's cool.
Now they'd be inside the Sphere or something.
Right.
But the tickets were like $10. I mean, in the Sphere, they're like $10,000.
You can't get a bottled water for $10.
No, you're not
anymore.
But we haven't decided yet, because if Do I want to see ZZ Top or Feed the Kitty on Sunday night? I don't know. But if it was Friday night, see, if you go down to the harbor, you don't have to, if you don't care about seeing the bands, you can hear them.
I did that last year for the Black Crowes, one of my favorite bands, and I sat right out there and I heard a great set.
You liked it. You liked the bass player guy. What's his name? Black Crow.
A guy named Sven.
No, the Black Crowes? What's the... I mean, I got the... See, I don't know these bands like
that. Well, they're pretty much just the brothers, and they...
Really?
Because they had broken up, and then they reformed, but they hired new guys, I think. I don't know if they... Yeah, well, the old drummer wrote a tell-all book, so he wasn't getting back.
The old drummer is the guy that is a DJ?
Yeah, Steve Gorman.
I haven't heard him recently, but he's got a show on...
on Fox...
Fox or Network. Sirius something.
Mm-hmm.
He's a redneck mother ever. Yeah,
he is. And he's very knowledgeable about sports.
Really is, yeah.
You know?
A tell-all book about rock and roll.
About that band in particular. And I even loaned it to pretty much everyone in my band, and they're like almost like, I don't even know if I like the Black Crowes anymore after reading that book.
I never, you know what? There's not one song. That's that them?
Yeah, I mean, their first two albums are pretty.
Well, see, you're younger than me.
Pretty.
There's nothing. What band is that little bass player that jumps around a lot? His bald head and
Red Hot Chili Peppers.
That's the band I'm thinking about. They were on some show the other day.
Uh huh.
60 Minutes or something. I confused them with the Black Crowes.
They're worlds apart, but they came out in the early '90s, so you know.
That's the trouble. See, my musical tastes are very limited here. Like I said, I would like to have Neil Diamond will forget the lyrics now, but I would say I would have Jack Maher singing opening for the Grateful Dead singing with them. But
I saw ZZ Top way back in the day, early '80s, and you remember Quiet Riot? They kind of had
one song. Yeah, I do. Yeah,
yeah, they had a kind of a big hit early '80s, and that was like when the US Festival happened, and heavy metal day and stuff. And they were like the number one song in the country for like 8 weeks in a row.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, I was familiar with ZZ Top, and I had a couple of their albums. And it's funny because my friend growing up in high school, his older cousin, who was son of Monty Clark, he actually played a little NFL and some college ball. So
Coach,
we looked up to him. He was a quarterback and a little older. So, you know, we really looked up to him. And he had told my friend, he goes, yeah, I went to the ZZ Top concert last week. Can't remember a thing. So that was like an endorsement to us that, you know, if he went and can't remember anything, it must have been a good time. So we started getting really into ZZ Top. And then they were the headliner the time I went to see Quiet Riot. And Quiet Riot had the number one song in the country. And like ZZ Top came out. And within 30 seconds, I had forgot that I had just seen Quiet Riot, the band I came to see, because ZZ Top blew them off the stage.
Nailed it.
And after that, I was like a huge ZZ Top fan, because I'm like, those guys, those three dudes,
they
kick almost anyone's butt.
I guess I better go to the concert.
Well,
I just want to spend all day down there.
Just go for that one set.
I will.
You know,
because it'd be the last one.
Probably.
But who is Sugar Ray?
Oh, they had some songs in the '90s, but mainly that. Like that singer's been on Entertainment Tonight and stuff.
Okay.
They just, you know, they took him because he's a nice-looking guy and whatever, and now he's, like, not even...
playing. I don't care.
They don't even do music anymore. I mean, but they had, like, a couple minor hits early '90s.
Yeah, they have another guy who used to be in a big band. I forget what his name. Anyway.
Yeah.
We'll decide. I told her we'd let her know tomorrow because my Rotary Club's going to go to Rock and Brew.
Uh-huh.
And Feed the Kitty's playing at 5 o'clock instead of 6 o'clock. And my Rotary Club loves them. They're going to be there, you know, they're coming in early.
Mm-hmm.
Just so the Rotary Club is my happy hour.
Yeah.
It's from 4 to 6.
Mm-hmm.
I did tell the manager of the bar that they're not going to be like drinking 14 drinks each.
Right. There'll be no line them up tequila shots on the board here.
No, I'm the only F up in the Rotary Club that likes to have cocktails. There's like three of us. There's like 80 people in this club.
Yeah.
And back when I was president in 1998-99,
uh-huh.
I was the first president of this club. And my wife knew that that day on Wednesday was just dialed off.
Mm-hmm.
The meeting was from like 12 until 1:30. And man, I'd be home like at 7.
Yeah.
So,
and a network afterwards a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, a network, smoking cigars, drinking cocktails. But it's funny about in the old days of clubs like Rotary, a lot of business got done.
Exactly.
And that's why a club like that was formed. Now mm-hmm. you don't do a lot of business.
That's
just more, it's more. Well, it's fine. It's just more community service and things like that. And they're all nice people.
Yeah, there's nothing
but,
wrong with
that. I'm the old bad influence on a lot of people. I've been a bad influence since I was 10. So.
Yeah, I've been accused of that occasionally.
Yeah,
you
so.
Know, sitting here pretending I wear a halo, but, you know, my off hours, maybe not so much.
I don't wear a halo. my buddy Jeff's listening. Yeah, I've been a bad influence for a long time.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's just a... But Brody will be there. They'll have one glass of wine each, and they're gonna get this special hamburger on Wednesdays.
Uh-huh.
It's like $5. Really good, by the way. If you're looking for something to do tomorrow, go to Rock and Brew. It's not a Rotary party. It's open to the public. It's,
okay.
Rotary, it's a huge place.
Yeah.
They allow animals in there and dogs.
Wow.
I mean, animals and kids.
Yeah.
Animals and dogs. So anyway.
You got it the first time.
I did. They got animals there, but they got a great burger. For yeah. $5 on Wednesday only.
Oh, wow.
And tell people to show up. But then on promoting bands, when do you play again?
Well, we had something, but we don't have anything booked, but we went to this little place that used to be King Harbor, right over here behind the Galleria.
That's right, yeah.
182nd. It's now called Trusted Gut, which apparently was another brewing semi-local there in Long Beach.
Mm-hmm.
And then they either bought out or took over the King Harbor Tap Room at 182nd and Kingsdale in Redondo Beach. And number one, the whole band went there, and we, you know, met the guys doing the booking. So hopefully we'll have something soon.
That'd be nice. It's a great place.
It is, and it reminded me of Susie's Bar and Grill in Hermosa. And that, like, we were there in happy hour in the afternoon. It was Friday, and it was local people. They had kids and dogs, and this reminds me of Susie's, because Susie's on Fridays, it'd be kids and dogs and people having beers and burgers. And yeah. A lot of times they'd stay for whatever band was playing. It didn't matter who. They'd be like, what time's the band start? Oh, 7. Okay.
I saw you at Susie's.
I think
you were with Dakota and...
Willem and Dakota.
Well, yeah, back then. That's amazing.
So,
Well,
but this place has good beer, actually. And, you know, that's for me, that's saying something, because I really... There's a point where I kind of turned my nose at a lot of the craft brew because it's all stout and, you know, they mix in banana and just, you know.
I don't want pumpkin flavored beer.
I don't need fruit in my beer. I refuse the limes when I get a Corona or a Pacific.
You're right.
I'm like, hold the lime. I don't need it. It's in a bottle. I'm fine, you know.
Outer Coors Light.
That's, yeah.
I don't want that fluffy
same thing.
Beer.
I don't want that, but their beer is very good. Their blonde ale was very good.
Yeah, I never asked him. Tom Dunbabin owned that and down by the Slip Bar.
Uh-huh.
And the one on Catalina Avenue by my Hennessy's.
Yeah.
And just vaporized.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened. He's a great guy, a great business person. I don't know. Whatever happened wasn't good.
Yeah.
So, sad.
So
but I hope you get a gig there.
Yeah, me too. We're just, I mean, the guy, they're just starting to have bands. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he seemed very positive, although he hasn't written back, responded to my email.
Okay.
And I'm wondering, like, is my email not going through? Am I going to the junk pile or something?
Get a knock on the door again.
You know, so at the worst, I'll go down again. Say, did you get my email? Something going on electronically?
Yeah, because he's telling me to bring people in. That's the key.
Mm-hmm.
So my buddy was asking me, his son's a wannabe musician. I go, how do you help Feed the Kitty or Pet Project get hired? I said, well, I don't do that much here. They're... Jed is a master at getting gigs.
He's very talented.
He's very good. So I only do other gigs outside the state usually. Or, you know, I get them like, you're listening, Jed. I get them like 2 gigs a month here in Redondo, and they pay more than most of the bars do.
Right.
However, I don't know. You got to go in person to the manager, and you got to promise to bring them people.
Yeah.
And
that's kind of the new thing. Although
you do a good job when you're a bad place, you kind of show up tonight. I mean, you kind of shame you into it. I better get over there for a while anyway.
Well, I just know it's people send me reminders too, and sometimes I can't make it, or I'm like, oh, thanks for the reminder. I totally forgot.
You
know, I'll make a point to be there.
You got to do it.
Yeah.
And if you don't show more people than they normally have, you're not getting invited back to the dance.
Sure.
That's the way it is.
Man, it really is. Sad but true.
Well,
you but I understand
people.
It. I mean, I'm someone who can see both sides of the negotiation, which I don't know if that's good or bad. But
did they make? And then you got to go to venues or people tip.
Yeah.
You know, a couple of tips. Were people at the speakeasy, were they tippers?
Yeah, we do pretty well there.
Good, good.
You know.
Pretty eclectic crowd I saw there that night. It was really...
Very much
the
so.
The one guy that I helped get thrown out of R10.
Yeah, that's hilarious. I didn't get a chance of bringing that up to the other guys yet.
Yeah. He seems fine at your place. He's just out there in the middle dancing. But he will eventually harass some women. He'll get slapped and he'll get punched by some dude.
Yeah.
But it's okay. I just couldn't handle him messing with my girls.
Yeah, you know. So,
that's the way it is. I'm very, very, very protective of my...
As you should
these
be.
People, yeah, not my kids. These people that show up everywhere. The other day, we went and saw Feed the Kitty at HT Grill on Sunday and in Easter, and we got there, and the table I always get was taken.
Uh-oh.
But the ladies knew us, so they kind of let us merge right in.
Uh-huh.
Because if we were sitting there, they would have put their stuff on our table anyway.
Right.
But see, I piss off my wife a lot. I don't sit down, usually.
Right.
Because I don't want to get trapped. I got trapped at your gig.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
so if I sit down, I get trapped. And it's my old school salesperson and politician. Everybody goes, I still like to work a room.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like to sit. I want to go chat with people. But the women sit around the table, not Pam. These women are with her.
Yeah.
They never shut the F up. They're talking about the Dodgers to whatever, politics. And they're not listening to the music.
Yeah.
And I kind of still like to listen to the music.
And that's my thing, too, because, like, I like to protect my ears and my voice because I need them to do this job.
Yeah, pretty much.
Without being able to hear well and speak or have, you know, yelling over music at a show, my voice could be shot for a couple of days.
Oh, you're out of work.
You know, and it's going to be more difficult, you know. And the same with hearing, I got to hear cues. And, like, luckily, even all the shows I've been to, I can still hear for pretty darn well.
Yeah.
You know, like things that are very subtle, you know, I can, so I've done a good job protecting my
hearing.
And it's, you know, basically not yelling over bands at shows has kind of been the secret for that. Because a lot of it's small talk, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And it really doesn't matter. And it, like, a show is not the place to talk about politics or.
Yeah, I don't really care about your politics, so I'm watching a band.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm probably going to not agree with. Well, because I was a former politician, they still want to ask me questions. Some guy was cornered me there a night at HT Grill about my thoughts on the president coming up.
I said,
I've got no comment right now because I know where he was coming from.
Right.
And I know I'm the exact opposite. I'm not debating. Was that Carl upstairs?
It's like no respect for the live show.
The music, the noise in the background is a buddy of mine. It's funny. Yeah,
so
been to Ireland with him and Amsterdam. He's coming on next. You want to listen? Keep listening to HealthyLife.net. He talks about reverse mortgages.
Yeah, looks like he's all ready for the show here.
He's not as fun as me. I listened to the replay of our show the other day, and I'm going, yes, your voice is. You got to keep your voice. I sound like a drunken old sailor slurring my words next to you. Pat goes, boy, Jay sounds. He's a professional. I go, no shit, he's a professional.
We got to do a show and just, like, do shots one day or beers or something. Like, you know, they do that, like, to show people. Sometimes they used to have, like, the CHP come in to the morning show.
Yeah.
And go, let's see how you sound, and then we'll take you out on the
– I did that once when I was a councilman.
Uh-huh.
Not on the radio, but I went with a bunch of DAs and prosecutors.
Yeah.
My city attorney wasn't very happy with me.
Probably not.
He shouldn't have done that. I go, I know. No, he shouldn't have even volunteered.
Right.
Well, that said, everybody, I'm going to get out of here. We got a new guy coming in. Not a new guy, but Carl Walsh could talk about reverse mortgages.
It'd be a little more serious than our show.
Light up your life. Yeah, I know. Let's see. Go Iowa. There we go.
All right.
But in the end, there's just no place like home. Redondo Beach. Woo! One hell of a city. And we'd like to thank the folks who feed the kitty.